Good morning. Welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. It is time for us to have those important conversations about money. It's time for Everyday Money Matters. And of course, be reminded, EMM is a financial literacy program and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal business financial related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, if you have questions on how to grow money, raise money, keep money, this is the show for you. It's Everyday Money Matters. And to ask those questions, you can call into the studio live on 0809-222-0913 and 0809-234-5913. We're also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there. Of course, we have our money man in the building looking snazzy as usual. Ugo Dre, Obi Chukwu. Good morning.
What's up? Good morning, everybody. Don't mind him, please. Just destroying my name. I will banish you if you don't take time.
I didn't do it. I was just repeating something I heard. You know?
So I always wanted to banish you anyway.
Yeah, you want to send me out of. Why? Yes. Why? Eh? What did I? Did I disrespect you?
And I will
you?
Send you.
Did I?
Do you know where I'll send you to?
Where?
Do you know I'll send you
Japan.
To?
Japan. Well, China.
Yes, Wuhan City.
Actually, I don't mind. If President Xi Jinping can visit Wuhan, why can't I? You know, it just shows that things might be getting better. Right. Everyday Money Matters. It's all about finance. It's all about money. So, anything interesting in the news?
Oh, wow. Good cash. To be here. I'm sorry, guys. Missed last week.
Yes.
But great to be back. Great to be back here. You know the way this hustle goes.
Yeah.
You got multiple things.
I know you're doing,
but always good to be back. This is my favorite show. A lot of stuff, man.
Yes.
Where have you been? You see what's happening to the economy?
Yes.
The whole world is going upside
corona
down.
And it's affecting oil. And first, I thought about it. How can corona be affecting oil prices?
First of all, Lagos, the world market is in turmoil.
In trouble.
Right. And it's affecting Nigeria negatively. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So what's happening? Three big things. One, it's coronavirus. Right? So that has, of course, you know, sent everyone into some kind of shock.
Yeah.
So how does that really affect businesses? Well, because supply chains, people can't manufacture, people can't travel, people can't move goods.
Yeah.
There are restrictions, like the entire Italy is in lockdown, right?
In fact, Iran
lockdown,
yeah.
South Korea, I heard they had a breakout again yesterday.
Yes.
China, they are now the ones closing their borders. They are saying they don't even come.
Yeah.
Even though we started it, we warned people don't come. US, 1,000 cases already.
Imagine
so
that.
It's getting crazy, and that the whole New York, I heard they've called in the Rangers to come in.
Wow.
So it's
and then
a
what
lockdown.
What it did to the stock market.
Exactly. I mean, so that basically,
since 2011.
It's spooking the market badly.
Yeah.
Badly,
yeah.
Badly.
Yeah.
And then, amidst all these issues, Saudi Arabia and Russia.
Oh, wahala.
They were supposed to be the big brothers of OPEC and OPEC Plus, because Russia is Plus.
Yeah.
So they were supposed to get together last week and say, you know what, let us save this situation and allow oil prices to remain at $40 or something, back to 50. You know,
somewhere
Nigeria
manageable.
Is at 57. That's our benchmark.
Yeah.
Let's just try.
You know, help us.
Smart. And then Russia says, look, we can't be supporting oil prices anymore because the Americans are producing more
oil
and taking our market share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the price war begins.
The Russians are not happy because if you keep oil prices really high,
yes,
the American shale oil producers continue to pump more.
More, yep.
And then they take Russia's market share, not just Russia,
but pretty
the
much,
entire,
yeah,
you know, non-American oil producers. For example, Nigeria doesn't even export oil to America anymore.
Yeah, because they are now producers.
Yeah, so you take away that market.
Wow.
And then Russia's the same. So look, you got to kill shale. And the Saudis are like, I know, but we've got a better way of doing this. Let's don't.
And sadly,
we are Russians.
Sadly, it's the shale that we are producing. Wow.
So, No, we don't produce shale.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't produce shale. Ours is Bonny Light, sweet crude and all that.
Bonny Light, sweet, but it's affecting that price as well.
Yeah, it is, because our Bonny Light is usually slightly higher than Brent crude, which is what we are benchmark against. And then the Russians said, like, sorry, we can't do this. And the Saudis are like, oh, is that it now?
Okay.
Okay, is that it? Drop. Let's crash this damn thing. And then, boom! All out price war.
Exactly.
And then by Sunday, I was waking up and I was seeing
$20,
$30 per barrel. I'm like, oh my God.
A bucket of fried chicken actually costs more than a barrel.
I'm telling you.
That's
incredible.
Just ridiculous. That's absolutely
incredible.
Ridiculous.
It's just madness. So I'm like, this is the world today. And then Nigerians woke up on Monday and it was sea of red in the stock market. We have lost $1 trillion
wow.
this week alone. Two days.
Wow.
We lost over $1 trillion last week, but we've done $1 trillion in 2 days.
2 days.
Yes. Zenith Bank, a bucket or a basket of Zenith Bank shares.
I saw your tweet about that. 13
bucks. GT Bank. It's just crazy.
And then the third thing is that a
lot of banks can't really do much. Central banks also can't do much. So markets are spooked for these three reasons.
Yeah.
Because typically, you know, maybe central banks can maybe cut rates, but because of the nature of the crash.
It's an external factor, right?
The external factors. But you see, a lesson in histories of crash, like you're someone who studies it a lot, when crashes occur due to external issues, they're usually a buying opportunity. But not in Nigeria.
Why not in Nigeria?
In Nigeria, that's because of oil, Sadiq, because our economy relies heavily on oil. Not for any other reason except for government revenues. And you want to know?
Mm-hmm. Please.
You sure?
Yes, please.
The exchange rate. And so yesterday, there's a Nairametrics article right now. Go read it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Dollar.
Yeah.
To the Naira.
Uh-huh. Yes.
363. 366.
Why is it
360.
But why is it going up?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyway, guys, that's been the last week in the economy, in the markets.
Wow.
It's been a tailspin.
Yeah.
Companies have been declaring big profits. Like, guess what? Zenith Bank declared $208 billion in profits. But Zenith Bank is just, what, under $400 billion right now. Yeah. About that? It's just incredible.
And it's not like looking like anything is there's nothing to look forward to next week or to say, okay, this
and
is
you know, the funny thing is that it's not like there's even plenty of cash like that. People don't really have money. So even if people are gonna, you know, go and start buying dollars, there's not just a lot of money out there.
Do you want to eat first?
Lagos, the CBN is hosting an event today in Abuja and perhaps, maybe
there might be some.
We'll see something. We'll hear something from the CBN governor.
But is it? I know it's external factors. It's price wars outside the country. It's coronavirus. Is there anything our government can do to shield or to protect us against what's coming? Anything at all?
Maybe they should invite the Avengers, Sadiq. Since you're asking questions that I wonder who you think is going to answer. Don't invite the Avengers now to come and help you.
Yeah, right. So basically, I say no hope.
I don't preach hopelessness.
Yeah, okay. So there's hope. We just can't see it right now. Let's just wait, and hopefully next week things will change. Maybe speculation will change. Markets will bounce back. Maybe the panic over Corona will settle. But let's just hope and see. Questions coming in. Let's start with this one. It says, "Hello, Ugo. I'm a mutual fund portfolio, or I had a mutual fund portfolio with one of these fintech platforms that promised a return of 6 to 10% annually, but at the end of the tenure, I noticed the service charge and transfer fee deducted was almost half of my returns.
Uh-oh.
Please, how do I get mutual funds directly so I can bypass all these charges?" And this is from Aki.
I thought you said he was in a mutual fund already.
Yeah, that's what he said. I had a mutual fund portfolio. So,
Well, you see, that's one thing people got to be very, very careful about, and that's fees. Unlike, you know, in most mutual funds abroad, they charge very, very little fees. But in Nigeria, mutual funds make money, you know, through fees. So they help you invest your money, and then what they get out of it is fees. So if they are charging you, say, 2%, for example, on the total amount of money you invest, and then that fund returned 4%, 5%, or 6%. I mean, that eats into your margin, isn't it? So, So, but you gotta look for mutual funds that also share in the losses. So, if they promise you 12% per annum,
and
they do below that, then that also hits their fees. There are very few mutual funds, and that's also because there's not a lot of competition, in the mutual fund market just yet. So. There's not a lot of them. So, you know, the ones that you have today can't do without those fees. And also, most of the mutual funds you have today, they don't have that kind of volume. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, if you had mutual funds that had like 10 trillion, you know, in.
Now it's a lot.
Yeah, it's just in tens of billions or, you know, max of 100 billion. So, they're not so well capitalized like that. But think about it now. If you're doing 1% on 1 billion, right, that's not a lot of money, right? That's like 10 million. You have staff that you have to pay, you have fund managers, financial analysts. If it's 100 billion,
well, then that's
like 2 billion. So depending on how, you know, the mutual fund is structured. So that's how it works. So, I think you want to look for another mutual fund.
One that's not charging you an arm and two legs.
It just shows you pension funds also charge a lot. All the PFAs, they charge a lot as well. They do charge, and people don't check those things, but they do charge.
We have to go on a very short break. Remember, you can still send those questions in 0809-222-0913 and 0809-234-5913. Also on social media at Lagos Talks 913. Send those questions in. Everyday Money Matters will be right back.
Please listen to the Lagos State Governor, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, speaking on how to prevent the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. This message is from the Lagos State Governor and is courtesy of The Beat, Classic, and Lagos Talks FM.
We should observe proper personal and environmental hygiene. You wash your hands with soap and water as often as you have access to it. If you think you are sneezing or you are coughing, ensure you are not doing that right in front of people. If you notice that you say that somebody is sneezing or coughing too much, you just make sure that at least you are 1 or 2 meters away. Even if you are going to touch your nose, eyes, or your mouth, make sure that your hands are well washed and they are clean. And stay away, you know, from people that might have fallen sick, you know, without any prior notice.
If you feel unwell or notice one or more of its symptoms, please call 0802-316-9485, 0803-356-5529, and 0805-281-7243. Lagos State Government. Announcer.
Welcome back to Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. I'm here, Sadiq, and of course, our money man is still in the building, Ugo Dre Obichukwu. Right, let's go straight to the phone lines. Been a lot of calls. Hello, good morning. Whoops. I've actually been waiting for that for a while. I do apologize. More questions. This one is from Dave. And Dave is saying, money man, I beg, what's happening to yield? Yield rate on most investments. It is hard to get an investment with good returns like 12 or 15%. Ugo, what's happening with that? And are there any investments?
We are no longer in a 12, 15% zone again. Like, just erase that from your mind. Like, that error
is
gone. Good return, but for now it's gone.
So
we are in the era of 5, 6, 7%.
Fixed deposit, everything.
Yes, it's all gone. And it's kind of crazy because if you don't have that kind of return again, why do you want to hold the Naira? That's the problem. Because Naira assets are now yielding very low. So
then there's no reason to.
Yeah, there's just no impetus. So you're like, do you want to invest? What do you want to invest in, really? So it's either you go into all the Ponzi schemes or Ponzi-looking schemes or like quasi-Ponzi schemes.
Yeah, not needed.
Or, you know, maybe you just, and then even if you go into Forex, like, if you buy dollars now, you don't want to earn anything on it. Just like 1%, except maybe you do Euro bonds. I heard Nigerian Euro bonds kind of spiked Because of all this, I think he ate 9% or something like that. Or it was a 10% yield.
Yeah.
But I mean, Eurobonds is not what you go into with Sadiq kind of money, right? Ouch. You don't go with Sadiq kind of money.
Yeah, you don't really do that much. Yeah, yeah. You kind of
don't, even try.
Apart from 5 pounds, yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. Sadiq kind of money can't get you Eurobonds.
Not very far.
Okay, so nowhere. You can't find it anymore. Sorry.
Sadly, yeah. sadly. And speaking of dollar, this is from I think I lost your name. Oh no, this is Mr. Anonymous. Says I presently have some dollars with me. Is it safe to still hold on to?
Hold it
or change it to naira?
There's no need to wait for that question. What?
No, it's saying with the present situation, that crude oil price, will it affect the price dollar against the naira? So this is the time to
never go. See, let me tell you, if there's one thing that defies gravity,
it's our exchange rate.
We've actually defied it once, though. And when it was 500 and it dropped 360,
well,
but hardly does.
So are you trying to tell me that this increase from 360 to 330 is you're telling me it's going to stay that way? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're insinuating?
The fundamentals are clear. Oil prices are below $40.
Wow.
The CBN gave a marker. CBN says if oil price drops below $30 and the external reserves drops below $30 billion, then they might consider the D word. That's all I'm gonna say. Not deregulation.
Oh, okay. What's it?
But a D word.
What D word?
I mean, anybody who knows, you can call in and send a message. But I just said a D word.
Just the D word.
Yeah.
Wow. So things aren't looking very bright. Let's look at this question quickly. Oh, the phone calls. Let me try again. Hello. Good morning. Really sorry. This one says, hello and good day. I'm a regular listener of your analysis and you're doing a great job. He's probably talking about you. Says, I would like to know what it takes to set up an assembly plant in Nigeria for a company that already has presence and selling the product they wish to assemble here. What I'm looking out for is relevant government agencies and processes of registration. Hope to hear from you. So he wants to set up an assembly plant in Nigeria for a company that already has a presence here. So I guess he's asking for processes of registration and government agencies to look out for.
You are bold, my brother. You are bold. I mean, like, I can reel out to you, but I would suggest if you're listening, that you go to the NIPC, Nigerian Investment Promotion Council, and try to get a lot of all this detail, because it's just the problem with investing in Nigeria is it's just a long list of things that
requirements,
can't really start to. I mean, I don't think I'm the right person to give you all this information, but that's one place. Yeah, and it's not enough time as well.
Yeah.
So, but that's one place you can go to and you get all the information that you need. Always do that.
Okay. Okay. Safe enough. Let me try again. Seems like all the lines are ringing.
Four lines are jinxed.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning. No, they're not.
Hello. Good morning.
Aha. Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from, sir?
Yes, I'm calling from
here. You're calling from where?
Very close to you here.
Oh, okay. Oh, fantastic. All right. Do you have a question for the money man?
That D word is devaluation.
I'm not saying that though.
It's devaluation.
Now you talk about
running out of time, but let's take this one. Where is it? It says, is it advisable to sell FGM bonds if it has increased in value? And it's saying over 30%.
Oh, wow. Really?
Really? I didn't. Over 30%.
Bond values, yeah. So, maybe, if you can.
If it's gone
if you've got a buyer, what are you waiting for?
Yeah. I have no idea. Back to the lines. Hello, good morning. Okay. Maybe I'm not doing this right. Hello, good morning. Okay. Right. Final question, because we are running out of time. Yes, this is, says, dear Naira Metrics, how does mortgage work in Nigeria? I need advice on how to go about it. Thank you.
I actually wanted to laugh.
But why?
Mortgage in Nigeria.
Yes. Does it not work? Does it not happen?
So mortgage works in Nigeria.
Yes.
You apply through your bank.
Okay.
or you go to Federal Mortgage Bank as well. Or if you have an NHF contribution, that means you contribute to the National Housing Fund. You probably get good loans. But if you go through a bank, right, and you want to buy a house, let's do a little bit of math. Let's say you want to buy a house that is worth 40 million, 50 million, and you bring 20,
like where this is going,
and you get a loan of 30. I know you don't like where this is going, but let's just do it for the listeners.
Okay.
So 30 million, and a bank would, let's say, a generous-looking good bank gives you interest rate of 18%. The loan is let's say 20 years.
Wow.
20 years times 12 is what? 2 times 12, 240 months, isn't it? 240 months. Is that 240 months?
Let me check.
20 times 12. 20 times 12.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Should be 240 months. So at the end of 20 years, you would have paid, first of all, monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Monthly, you will pay 450,000 naira.
Sorry?
354.
So monthly,
450,354 naira monthly. At the end of 20 years, you would have paid 216,000,000.
Hey?
170,251 naira
for the same house. Couple.
Yes.
Ah, we can live in tent.
Interest rate alone on that, your 30 million is 186,170,251.
Yeah, I think that answers the question then, technically.
At 18%. You see?
Wow.
So, but let's just assume you lived in the US, okay?
With single digits.
At 5-6%
interest rate. Yeah. Wow.
You will pay 165,000 monthly.
Oh.
Instead of the 400,000+.
Oh,
right?
Wow. That's all right.
And then your total loans payment will be 79.2 million.
Hmm. That's
which is kind of reasonable, isn't it?
It's kind of reasonable.
You see, that's the problem with housing in Nigeria.
It's the interest rate.
The interest rate
and
is just
central
crazy.
Bank.
It's not the central bank. It's banks. It's just the way the financial system is set up. So,
isn't it based on what the central bank gives out that the banks now follow on?
But it's the financial system. So banks also get their money at very high rates.
Yeah.
So in a way, that is why this low interest rate regime is not bad. But we expect the interest rates to crash.
Wow.
So there goes the mortgage market.
Yeah, that just I'm sure a lot of people are like, forget about it, I'll just buy a tent. Right, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much, Ugo Dre, for explaining the intricacies of money, the money market, and all things money. Really do appreciate. Tell the people how to get in contact so they can send more questions.
All right, guys, as usual, just visit Nairametrics.com or go to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Tweet at or send a message to the Nairametrics team.
Nice.
Any question you got, I will treat it on this show. My God, the sports guys are here. Right?
They
always open the door like they own this place.
I'll see you
guys later.
All right, I'm going to stay stiff. Right. Thank you.